is 7:07. I am calling to order the regular November meeting of the KPFT Local Station Board on November 14th, 2018 at the Montrose Center in Houston. Welcome to our meeting. Public, over there we have, Ted's not here. I'll put a public sign-up sheet over there if you want to speak. There are also cards where you can write your statements if you'd like them included in the minutes. There are copies of the agenda, and there are also flyers about our current KPFT Fall Writing Contest, so please feel free to grab one and post it at your favorite coffee shop. Also, enjoy the snacks. I want everyone to remember tonight to keep our voices at a respectful level. We're sharing this building with other groups, and we need to make sure that our group stays in our room, volume-wise. Let's start with staff recognition.
Take the next left onto Bernard Street. Your destination.
Very nice, Don, for getting us through this. That's a really hard task, and he's faced a lot of challenges, and I think he's done good work. Thank you.
I wanted to thank Don, Bobby, and Brian for helping me set up the writing contest, the PSA, posting it on the website, helping me with Eventbrite, everything. So thank you all for doing that. I'd also like to thank Brian and Bobby for creating a partnership with a music foundation in the city, and Bobby took his Saturday morning to stand in cold wind and tape a toddler music concert, which is not fun for those of you who haven't been to one. So thank you. Any other staff appreciation? We'll move on to roll call. Tonight for roll call, I'd like you to think of an adjective that you hope describes our meeting tonight. So an adjective is a descriptive word, and pick one word that you hope describes how we do tonight. If you choose not to participate, that is fine. Just say here. Ted, you want me to start reading them and rolling them? Alana Purim.
Interactive.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Adriana Casinas.
Transparency and beauty.
One word, please. Bill Crozier.
Respectful.
Joseph Davis.
Honest.
Elaine Duncan.
Civil.
Anissa Farouki.
Peaceful.
Rhonda Garner. Absent. Robert Gartner. Absent.
He'll be coming later. He's doing execution watch now.
Okay. We'll note it for the record when he arrives. Wally James.
Here.
Jim Krapka. Dwayne Lark.
Present. No line.
Adrian LaViolette. Absent. Mike Lewis.
Here.
Matthew Moore. Absent. Susie Moreno.
Honorable.
Ben Peridot.
Present.
Rick Potoff.
Here.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
Here.
Currently absent. Casey Sinclair, productive. Rita Washington.
Present.
Ted Weiskel.
Hopeful.
Venicia Williams.
Respectful.
And Don Freeman.
Yeah.
I'd like, Cliff Smith is no longer on our board due to absences. I'd like to entertain a motion to fill the seat of Cliff Smith with the next qualified runner-up, Patrick Hoyt.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
Second. Does he want it?
Billy.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yes. Second.
Is there an objection? Adriana, you're objecting?
Yes.
Okay. So.
I have an amendment.
Okay.
Who made the motion to see him?
Bill?
Well, I'll just go with you. Cliff was the staff representative, and so has to be filled by another staff representative, and that would be Patrick. Well, I believe he's mentioned on the moment of the list.
Adriana?
Yes. We know that something is going on here. We know that the next one in line is Nimisha Patel Adams. Not only when she runs, we cannot change the rules after we run the elections and after, you know, retroactivity. We know that we have at this time, we have Venicia Patel Adams is asking for a review because she does believe that she has the hours to keep her as a staff member. I think that the situation is not decided. I believe that, you know, we should wait till we resolve that issue. And then we don't want to see people and then tell people that they are not entitled to that seat.
Okay. Is there someone to speak for the motion?
I just have a point of inquiry.
Yes.
Point of order. There's no such thing as a point of inquiry.
I think he has a question.
Point of information.
Yes, Jen, what is your question?
Does Patrick want it?
Yes.
And is Patrick here?
He is not.
So why don't we just postpone it to the next meeting?
Yes.
You can get on staff and make that motion. Would you like to be on staff?
Yes.
Jim?
I actually requested before he did.
Okay, Dwayne.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I requested there be no lies. Now, I always love it when I can agree with my colleague Jim Kraker. And since there is some ambiguities regarding this process, it's something to put it on hold until it's figured out.
I'll second the motion.
That is a motion.
Is there an objection to postponing this seat?
For how long?
There's an objection. That wasn't in the motion yet, Bill. Okay, there's an objection. So, Dwayne, will you speak for your motion?
I certainly will. We've had a process and precedent set here since I've been here. And I know there are a couple of gentlemen and gentlewomen who've been here a lot longer than me, and this has never been so, that we knew who was up next. There's no question about who was next. Now, to have a manager not certified or decertified based on some indices that we're very not clear about right now, I think would be pretty much consistent with what the PNB is doing with respect to if you got the majority, just do it. But you don't have a majority tonight. So we're going to deal with real. And the real is that there's some ambiguity regarding whether Venicia Patel, who's been on that ballot ever since there was a bad election, incidentally, we're coming up with a second one, and whether or not the gentleman, Mr. Hoyt. I'd love for Mr. Hoyt to serve, but not at the expense of Ms. Patel. Thank you for your indulgence.
Ben?
The point of information, did Adriana amend the motion to replace Patrick with...
Yes, I did.
I didn't hear that motion.
I said I amend to see initially what it happens.
That's not what you said. So let's continue with this motion. Okay, we're on a motion to postpone this decision.
All right, well then my amendment to that motion would be to see Venetia Patel Adams tonight.
I have to rule that out of order. Based on the bylaws, I have to rule that out of order.
And I have to challenge the ruling of the chair?
Yeah. Is there a second?
Was there a second to amendment?
Request to speak?
Is there a second to the rule?
Yes,
second.
So I get to speak, and then we'll have three speakers against and three speakers for, and I'll speak at the end. I'm taking stack. I'll give us each a minute to speak. I've prepared something. If you open your folders, I've tabbed some relevant bylaws. The yellow tab explains that when a seat becomes vacant, I must fill it with the next runner-up who fulfills the requirements. The blue tab explains that the requirements for a staff member is 30 hours of work in the last 3 months as supervised by the general manager. It's my duty to listen to our general manager, Don Freeman, on the hours that he has supervised. He gave me the name of Patrick as the next qualified board member. According to Don, he has not supervised 30 hours of Venetia's work in the last 3 months. I know it. I know that this board and other Pacifica boards regularly ignore this section of the bylaws when seating staff board members. You all know that as I took this position, one of my promises and priorities was to follow our rules consistently and fairly. I know that both Venetia and Patrick would make excellent members of this board, but I have to follow the rules. Is there someone to speak against the chair? I have Dwayne first.
Well, Madam Chair, to speak against the chair, I find myself in a comfortable but precarious situation, for if the lesser half would challenge you and you being the greater half, I just have a question. Have you, as the chair, made a determination based on the information given to you by the IGM that he has successfully followed the procedures by which you subscribe and refer to?
That's a request for information.
Take it as you will.
So I emailed Don and asked him who is the next person on the list of staff candidates who has fulfilled the obligation of the bylaws. And he gave me Patrick Hoyt's name. We went back and forth kind of clarifying how he came to that name. And he told me his calculations based on airtime and preparation for shows. And then that's how he decided to the next qualified person.
At any point did you confer with the person who's in question, Venetia Patel, as to reflect whether or not she feels she had that time and she's documented that time?
I did, and she has documented the time on her own of work that she's done at home, editing and preparing for her show. It has not been supervised by Don, which is what the bylaws require.
I relay.
Ted, you're next on staff.
Okay. If we do not properly seat the next person and we rely upon the supervision of the general manager, and the general manager is not privy to this and doesn't take the word of programmers, we're going to end up with a whole slew of programmers who do not qualify as programmers, and yet they will have that extra advantage of being on the air in many instances. And as a result, we will end up with this board being populated by programmers instead of having this board populated, as the bylaws call for, by members of the listening community. So, and then there's the question of the proper seating of the general manager of KPFT, who was not vetted by this body to become the program director or to be the interim general manager.
That's time, thank you. Jim?
I just have a point of information.
Yeah.
I know it's going to open up a can of worms, but wasn't Venetia's program Yang Trummer?
It was shortened by the previous interim general manager.
And can I entertain one more question?
Yes.
Would it be possible to move forward on this so we can hear from the executive director?
Are you calling the question?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a second? This is calling the question on the challenge to the chair.
Thank
just
you.
So you can know where we are in this. Are there any objections?
Object.
You object to calling the question?
There was no second.
Yes,
there was a second. All those in favor of calling the question? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. It fails. Next on stack is Ben.
Okay. So what we're hearing is that we're basing the staff status on show length. And there's not any claim that the IGM is logging hours systemically or systematically or even haphazardly. By that measure, no staff would qualify to be on the board because nobody has a show greater than 2 hours a week on this board. Second, the station custom then is to see people who are programmers as staff. She's clearly a programmer. And third, to change the custom, I don't think is the proper role of the interim general manager. If we're going to change the custom and break with the way we've been doing things, well, we should wait until we have a permanent GM. Venetia should be seated tonight.
Next, I have Adriana and then Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, I believe that what Ben said is exactly right. And we need to remember that we are part of one foundation. And the rules need to be applied to everybody equally. We have a station that don't even have a list of qualified staff members. You know, we cannot change the rule when we go because we decide that that's the way. I mean, like Ben said, it's not one programmer here, one person sitting here that is a staff member that have, according to that, to the new criteria, they will not have the hours to be staff members. We know that it's a big difference between the people that just have call-ins and the people that need to produce a program. We have from PRI, Garrison Kinder, I don't remember the name of the guy exactly, but 5 minutes, he's just make a whole article explaining that 5 minutes of his program takes him sometimes 30 hours to produce.
Time. Joseph?
Okay, I've been serving as staff for well over 7 years. When I first started, there was a logbook out front. Every time a staff person would come in, you'd write your name, your show, how many hours you put in for your work. Under Dwayne Bradley, for a real full hired general manager at some point, that practice was dumped. So management officially advocated its responsibility for that process at that point. And there was no ever correction to that. Since then, basically people who are showing up and producing in the shows have, and is not keeping track of hours, but it's sort of the general practice is if you're participating in a production of a show, you're eligible for these lists. And while I salute any effort to be more, provide records on this, I think at this point, considering Ms. Patel and the political factions around here, I see this particular event coming up at this particular time is just a political motivation against Ms. Patel. If this had happened 6 months ago or something before Don was here or before Winters was here, I don't think there would be any question about just following the staff list straight down. That's exactly how I was put on the list. I don't have any proof of those hours either.
We're at the end of stack. Can we just, I'm at the end of my stack, so let's vote on the challenge to the chair. So you're just voting whether the amendment to seat Venetia Patel Adams tonight is in order or is not in order. All of you in favor of the chair saying that.
Excuse
me? I thought
it was a
no, I know where we are. All those in support of the chair.
Yes. Can you reread that bylaw? Thank you.
The bylaws are tabbed for you, the blue one and the yellow one.
Point of information.
It doesn't take two thirds, it takes a majority vote. This is not voting on the amendment. This is simply voting on whether the motion is in order or not. Then we will open debate on the amendment. All those in support of the chair, that says this motion is out of order, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those not in support of the chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The chair is overruled, so we'll consider this motion. The motion is an amendment to seat Venetia tonight. Is there an objection? I already heard a second. Is there an objection? Okay. So, no, you get to say, I object. Ben, you get to speak for your motion. You have a minute.
Okay, so Venetia Patel Adams and her collective are exactly where the station needs to head in terms of trying to connect with the community on a level that means something to the work that's going on. The young people who she works with have given up on this station, which is a shame. It's our job to demonstrate to them that they shouldn't write us off, that we can help facilitate their work. There's no better person, and that's not a knock on Patrick. He does awesome work. Venetia should be seated tonight.
Thank you. Bill?
You know, Dawn is trying to be fair. He's trying really hard not to take sides into factions and stuff like that. He has stated, as our chair has said, that Ms. Adams, Patel Adams, has not put in the hours. Why is there all this dispute over this? I mean, it's like a no-brainer to me. If there's any doubt, we can postpone it because Patrick's not here tonight. I mean, I would have been wrong with that. But, you know, I'm kind of reluctant to go through this again next month also. But I think it's, I guess I'll move to postpone the consideration until next month. Until the next meeting.
Question for parliamentary procedure. So we had a motion to postpone, then we had this amendment, and now we have this motion to postpone. Is that
it's duplication of the motion?
It's duplicate. Yeah.
Okay. Next, I have Joseph.
Well, I think fairness is very important, and I think until the bylaws, the issues in the bylaws, and the record keeping are addressed. Ever since, the record keeping was advocated, we've been using a common procedure, simply going down that list. As long as somebody is still participating, clearly Ms. Adams is still participating in the show. I've heard some of the pieces on the air, and I know she's participating with most of the show, because I'm on the show that immediately follows it. So I know she's in the show. She's as much qualified as any staff member. So the fair thing is to follow the same procedure. To change it now would be to make an unfair change for a political reason. Thank you.
Is there someone to speak against the motion?
Since I was the one, real quick, because we're going through an election currently.
Wait, is this a point of information?
Yeah,
are you
speaking? Well, I'm just.
Take your minute.
Okay. Because we're going through an election currently, I have to go by the rules that were stated in the bylaws of 30 hours. The problem is, if you do 30 hours at the House, it's no proof that I have that you did 30 hours. And if we are going to seat somebody or put somebody on the list, then that means every single person who does a program, period, should be on the list. That is not how this works. That's not how the bylaws work.
Dwayne?
Madam Chair, let me be clear about how the bylaws work, and I really don't have to listen to someone who's probably read them within the last 6 months since I've been reading them consistently for the last 9 years. The bylaws are to protect the proprietary information of an individual. Now, if the person tells you they worked, I've been in radio for 42 years, and I know that for every hour I produce at home or somewhere, I spend 10, maybe 20 or 30 hours in pre-production. So you have to have some kind of respect. So if politics is not in this, which is evident it is, if an individual who has been giving to this station consistently most of her young adult life, if you can't take her word for something, it seems to me that there's a little more stinky going on here than what meets the eye. And when Mr. Crows is willing to postpone, I know why he's willing to postpone. Because you can see what's going on down here. And if this person was in line next, and now you come up with some willy-nilly-tilly concept that we've never used before in terms of
How many of you have ever done radio, done 1 hour, and it only you walk in the studio, and that's all the time it takes you to produce a show? You lost your mind.
Thank you. Jim, and then we're going to vote. Yes? It was irrelevant. We had already, it was duplicate motion.
No, we're looking to postpone the consideration of this issue.
We already had that motion on the floor, and it's
point of order.
Still on the floor.
Yeah, we're on an amendment right now. Jim, and then we're going to close debate.
Did y'all listen to my reasons for calling the question? I call the question because, once again, we have 25 minutes before mandatory public comment. Can we get something done so we can hear from our guests? Please, as I call the question.
I'm going to close debate anyway because we had 3-4, 3 against.
Okay.
So we're voting for the amendment to seat Venetia Patel Adams tonight in Cliff Smith's staff member seat. All those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All those opposed, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. The motion passes. Venetia, welcome. I'm going to move on with business a little bit, but eventually you'll have 3 minutes to introduce yourself.
Madam Chair,
you don't
want to?
Okay.
Bill has a point of order.
What happened to the motion postponed? I thought we were going to go back to that before you voted on
it. The amendment just passed, so postponement doesn't matter if that amendment passes.
It was an amendment. I'm going to postpone the whole matter until next month, since some people think that
there's. And there was a substitute motion that just was debated and passed.
You can't just allow a motion to postpone without voting.
That was before.
Yeah. Someone was on staff and made a substitute motion, and therefore we debated and voted on that motion.
Why are we going back?
Madam Chair, I can't hear.
That's not correct.
Before we move on from roll call, because it's so much fun, I wanted to tell you all that both Rhonda Garner and Adrienne LaViolette requested excused absences for this meeting. Rhonda Garner does not qualify for them because of previous absences this year, so she would need a 2/3 vote. Adrienne would need a motion and a majority vote.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair?
Yes, Jim?
They also requested telephonic participation.
Yes, they
did. We're not going to do this.
Bill? Well, I do move that we allow telephone participation in accordance with the PND motion from last year.
Madam Chair, point of order.
No, I'm going to handle this one. Thank you. That motion is out of order. Let me read my. Yeah. Okay, is there a second to the challenge of the chair?
No.
No.
It's still a
Okay, there's a second.
Here we go.
So I get to speak. Please stay in order. Jim, this is your warning.
Point of order. He's out of order again.
You are out of order again, Jim. I agree. I'm going to speak for myself.
Point of order. He just said thank you. He's out of order.
Let's chill out. I'm going to move on. I'm going to make my statement, and then you can speak against me. In response to telephonic participation, here is the statement that I've read for the last 6 months at our meetings. Robert's Rules of Order, page 97, states, except as authorized in the bylaws, that's in italics, the business of an organization or board can be validly transacted only at a regular or properly called meeting. That is as defined on pages 81 to 82, a single official gathering in one room or area of the assembly of its members at which quorum is present. The PNB motion was not an amendment to the bylaws, and thus it does not change our rules. Never has this been allowed. I have certified this with Nancy Sorden, the director of the PNB, just in case you're wondering. Is there someone to speak against the chair? Bill.
I don't take all the time, but the ruling, the PNB motion was valid. It's in order, and it's you're violating the PNB directive to allow telephone participation. These are not people that are trying to keep from getting any work. They just asked to be able to participate by phone. Other stations do it. It's no problem, and it's not incompatible with bylaws at all.
Joseph?
Unfortunately, the majority of the people of the PNB can vote to rob Fort Knox tomorrow, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And it's just as much against the law and the bylaws as anything else. The PNB has made many, many motions that are in fact against the bylaws, and this is yet another example. Thank you.
Is there anyone to speak against the chair? Okay. Is there a second to the call to question? Is there an objection? Okay. I get to speak one more time. I just want to say, this is the last thing that I write, and I read every month, is I refuse to chair an LSB meeting with telephonic participation, as I will not be responsible for validating that people who are participating in this way are the necessary distance from the meeting or in the necessary medical conditions. In addition to, I feel that it's out of order because it's not in the bylaws, as is stated on page 97. All those in support of the chair refusing telephonic participation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed to the chair in support of telephonic participation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The chair wins. 14 to 13 to 7.
Point of information, Madam.
Yes.
Did you say that Adriana Vivet, is simply majority? I can see here that you have three absences over here.
Okay, so let me see. You're right.
I think that Matthew is the only one that doesn't count the previous.
Okay, we're moving on.
I move that we excuse Matthew Moore.
He did not request an excuse.
Yes, he did.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a second? Is there an objection?
What's the
to excuse Matthew Moore from this meeting? Is there an objection? Are you objecting?
I have an amendment to Adrian.
What is your amendment?
Rhonda, excuse Rhonda also. She's caring for her mother.
You don't need to speak to it. That's not appropriate right now. That's your warning, Bill.
Every meeting.
Is there a second to add Rhonda to the excuse? This will change the vote to a 2/3 required. Is there an objection?
I object.
Now we're going to debate again. Bill, would you like to speak?
Rhonda, she emailed to you. Her mother is in hospice care. She's dying of cancer. She needs her to stay with her. And Rhonda also asked for someone. She's not trying to get out from doing participating in the meeting, but she at least should be excused. simple as that.
Yes.
Ms. Gardner have five absences in the last year. And I understand, and I said that before to other people. We are here to serve. When, for whatever reason, we cannot serve the foundation or the station, we should step aside and let somebody else to do the job. This is not a problem of entitlement. And what we know here, now they are saying it's some problem, but she had two consecutive absences the two previous meetings. I mean, people, that's why, like Wayne used to say, his mom told him, you need to go every time that you can, because then when you have a problem, everybody will excuse you. When people have five absences in an year, it means that the people obviously are not serving. Thank you.
Is there someone to speak for the motion? Okay, we're going to go to a vote. This is a vote to excuse Rhonda and Matthew. Because Rhonda's on the list, it takes the 2/3 vote.
I move to deny.
Okay. So, well, Rhonda will require a 2/3, and Matthew will require a majority. Let's vote on Rhonda first. She's not on here. All those in favor of excusing Rhonda Garner from this meeting, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Motion fails. Rhonda's unexcused. All those in favor of excusing Matthew Moore from this meeting, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3. Motion passes. Matthew is excused. Before we move on to agenda approval, I have a point of order about some behavior that happened in between meetings. Robert Gartner, you sent an email with explicit and offensive language directed at another board member and our board listserv. I'm taking this moment to call that action out of order and request an apology to this body for your language.
Now?
Yes, please.
Is that what that means, point of order?
Yes.
Well, I do apologize for allegedly being pseudosexual, which was a term that was introduced to me before I even thought of myself as being that. And, you know, I do suffer from trauma. I don't understand why somebody who has a profession that would be so ready to jump on me. I've never thought of myself as being sexist. I think there's a lot of people that would think that I'm not. So I do apologize for participating in the conversation. I felt like I fell in a trap, really.
Thank you.
And I'm going to try to stay out of those traps in the future.
Thank you. I hope we all will. Moving on to agenda approval. I want you to note changes to the agenda that I made with a black Sharpie. I had to make some changes on the fly today, and I had already printed the agendas, so note those. I did email them to you earlier today with those changes already in the document. I also want you to note the limits for motions, the time limits. I'm going to keep to these time limits, and while I'll do the same as I've been doing, keeping staff or speakers and trying to alternate positions, I plan to use one-minute speaker limits during motion debate, but debate may always be extended or closed with a motion. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move Rick? That we strike the executive session. I don't even understand what it's supposed to be about. But anyway, if it's about...
No, that's your motion to strike executive session and all those motions?
Yes.
Is there a second? There an objection?
Yes.
Do we debate these?
Yes, of course.
We debate these, great. Okay. Rick, would you like to speak for your motion?
Well... I don't understand what the executive session is for. I mean,
do you want me to answer your question?
Yes.
We have to approve our executive session minutes. That's our responsibility to keep track of our minutes. We also have two motions from a board member that were submitted in time that must be done in executive session. Mm-hmm. Would you like to speak for your motion?
I withdraw it.
Well, I'd like to, I'd like to withdraw my motion.
It's already been seconded. You can move to call the question.
I call the question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection? Okay, well, we're going to, you're objecting to calling the question?
Yeah, I'd like to make one brief comment about this.
Okay.
Call the question.
We're voting on calling the question. All those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand. It takes 2/3. Let's move on, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed to moving on. 1, 2, 3, 4. It passes. We're going to vote on Rick's amendment to take out our executive session. All those in favor of removing the executive session part of our agenda, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Fails. Are there any other amendments to our agenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I have you and then Bill.
I would like to propose a motion that the KPFT initiates today the process.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
If for open session or for executive session?
I really don't care. The chair can make a determination. I want
it to would automatically go under new business.
Show it to the
Adriana. It would automatically go under new business.
I thought it was Wayne's motion.
Madam Chair, actually, it's a complex motion, but it can be.
I think this would be executive session.
You have ruled, and I do not challenge it.
So.
No, he cannot.
It cannot be introduced tonight. It'll have to be next year.
Would we consider this now or when we go to executive session and create that agenda?
You can add that.
Huh?
In executive session.
Okay, can we save this for Ben? Okay. Bill?
I move to add my motion that is in front of you in paper, a motion on bullying, harassment, slander, and intimidation of all city members.
And
to be inserted in the agenda after the report from the executive director. And ma'am, what do we have?
No. Is there a second put this motion after the report from the executive director? Yes. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay, Bill, now you may speak.
Okay, I'll just read just the first paragraph from the motion that gives an introduction. We've experienced repeated and serious bullying, insults, harassment, name-calling, slander, other abuse, and attempts to intimidate KPFT LSB local station board members, both in LSB meetings and committee meetings. That's what this is all about. You know, we are better than this. We should be helping the station. We should be working to raise money and get more listeners and do things to help the station. And instead, we spend so much more time insulting and calling names.
Can you pause for a moment? You have 30 seconds left. Yes, Adriana.
We present the motion. We don't make all the rationale. We present the motion.
She's being able to argue whether it's on the agenda or not.
I'm sorry, madam.
Is this debatable? Adding things to the agenda?
Do we have a second for that?
Yes, we do. We had an objection, and that's where we are. 30 more seconds, Bill.
Okay, and so, you know, this is important. That's basically what I'm getting at. And we dealt with a whole lot of less important things, and taking time on it. It's time we need to stand up to the bullying and stop. And so we need to have a motion on this, and that's why I'm asking we put it on the agenda after the executive director, not stuck where we'll, at the bottom of the agenda, we'll never get to it.
Point of information.
Yes, Wesley?
Is the member threatening to sue the foundation again?
Bill, can you answer that question with a yes or no?
Well, no, not now.
Okay.
Not now.
Ted, you're next on stack. Come to order. Ted, you're next on stack.
You have to speak standing to this. You know, you can speak very calmly. You can never lose your temper, but you can be an absolute horrendous bully. And Bill Crozier demonstrated that when he terminated Opa-Dike Kamau. And that is what spiraled into all of this. What Bill did was an absolute violation of the bylaws. There is a word in the bylaws. That word is if. If the local station board does not go along with the termination, he can then go to the national board. He never came to this body and terminated Opa-Dike unilaterally.
That's time.
That is why we are upset with him.
Thank you. Joseph, you have a minute? We're speaking to adding this motion to our agenda.
I don't think it's being added. And scanning through this earlier, I found many errors in this. It lacks evidence for these claims that they're specific. There's no supporting evidence to this. Also, this is one of these kind of two-way things that Andrea. It's just, what we're doing is we're creating a factional argument between
people who want to control the board this way and people who want, and this is there's no productive purpose in this motion other than just to, again, kind of basically call each other names. This is a motion against bullying so we can all bully each other in this room. Thank you.
Okay, let's vote on adding this motion under item 7, report from the executive director. All those in favor of adding this, you are on staff? I'm sorry, this is a hard angle to report. You have, okay.
I was on staff.
I just wanted to amend.
Ben, Jim, Dwayne.
I wanted to amend Bill's motion so that he could add it at the end of the agenda behind the people who got theirs in.
I second that.
Is there an objection to adding it at the end of new business?
Yes, we'll never get to it.
We've finished several agendas in the last few months, Bill, just as a point of information. There's a movement and a second to add this at the end of new business. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Do we debate this? Yep. Okay, Ben.
I move the question.
I'll put you on stack.
Yeah, Bill typed it up. He made the effort, and it should, I think, have a chance to get on the agenda, but it should not be the very next thing. It was not submitted before the other day.
Don't forget,
Rick.
I move the question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection? Okay, we're voting on whether to put this motion at the end of new business. It would be item J. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed?
10.
All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It passes, so this motion becomes item J under new business. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Jim?
I move that at the end of the mandatory 8 o'clock public comment, right at the end, we hear from the executive director, and we allow him as much time as he likes, since he's the first non-high.
So wait, you're moving item 7 above minutes approval.
Yeah, right after public
Is there a
comment.
Second?
Second.
Is there an objection? Okay, it passes. So item 7 has become whatever that
public
is.
We'll
item 4.5. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Is there a second? Are there objections? We're really moving forward, friends. All right. You're objecting to approving the agenda.
Well, it's sort of a point of information. I don't understand how it seemed to me, if I missed something, perhaps I did, that we were debating on whether or not to put Bill's motion even on the agenda,
yep.
And then you started referring to where we were going to put it on the agenda,
okay.
Agenda to which we voted. So it seemed
okay.
Like we put the cart before the horse.
That's true. So we've agreed on where to put it. Now we have to agree to add it to the agenda. That's what you're saying? That's a very
that
nice.
That should have been first.
I agree. That's a point of order, and it's well taken.
All right.
All those in favor of adding the motion as new business J, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Please, could the secretary please put this in the
A roll call vote. We're going to do it fast.
It takes 40% approval.
It takes 40% approval. All those in favor of a roll call vote, raise your hand.
Oh, I am.
We're voting on how to vote. All those in favor of a roll call vote, raise your hand. One. Nancy, is that a vote?
I'm not sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that 40%? All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Did you get
answers? Yeah, I don't know, but it didn't pass. So not a roll call vote. We're voting on whether Bill's motion goes to item J under new business. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Motion fails. Thank you for that point of order, Robert, Bob. Okay. We have 3 minutes. Instead of giving Mr. Jackson 3 minutes and 7 minutes, I'm just going to move on to public comment. Is that okay with everyone? Okay. Can I have the sign-in sheet, please? Has anyone not been able to sign up for public comment that would like to be on it? Okay, then while that's happening, let's try to take, can we take care of minutes approval real quick? Everyone? Are there any changes to the minutes, the October LSB minutes? They've been sent out several times. Are there any changes to the minutes? Are there any changes to the minutes?
There are some minor typographical early part of it,
Can you highlight the errors and send them to Ted?
Okay, I don't have a copy of it.
I know, but when you get a chance, Ted, will you make those corrections, typographical corrections?
If I deem them correct, which I would like for you.
Okay, are there any other corrections to the minutes? All right, the minutes are approved. We're moving on to public comment. We got one thing done in our little squeezy time. Where is the public comment sign up?
Yeah. May I take a minute to...